And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Our top story today comes out of California, where legislators seem determined to outdo themselves and bankrupt the entire state. The state assembly has recently attempted to pass a bill that would offer interest-free mortgages to individuals residing in the country illegally. Because apparently the housing market in California is not quite challenging enough. But wait, there's more. This financial generosity is extending well beyond housing. California is also considering providing free health care to undocumented immigrants. It's the American way, isn't it? You're in this country illegally, you get free housing and free health care. But if you were born in this country, you have to work to pay for it. That's your responsibility. Welcome to the new America, folks. Moving on to news that might make you reconsider your wedding guest list if you're about to get married and reconsidered your entire life if you're already married. A couple in New York decided they're going to take a page out of a concert promoter's handbook and charge guests $333 to attend their nuptials. Apparently, they confused the I do with I owe you. The bride was quoted as saying, "People choose to go to a Beyonce concert because they know they're going to have an experience." Okay, well, let's put the stress on the guests and sell tickets for our wedding, right? Because nothing says, "Hey, you're a treasured person in my life. I want you to be here for the most important day of my life," quite like a cover charge. Unsurprisingly, only 60 out of the 350 invited guests decided to buy in to this money-making scheme. The couple claims they saved $70,000 on expenses. Something tells me that's not true. In other news, the Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that a voter pamphlet can refer to a fetus as an unborn human being. The Supreme Court of Arizona had to rule on a fact being a fact. Supporters of unrestricted access to abortion up to 24 weeks, well, they expressed their disappointment, claiming the phrase unborn human being is neither impartial nor objective. Well, maybe it's not impartial or objective, but guess what? It's a fact. But we live in the era of feelings over facts, don't we? Finally, we turn our attention to the foster care system, particularly the one in St. Peter, Minnesota, where husband and wife Nancy and Joe Harmon, who fostered around 50 children over the last 25 years, found themselves on the outs of the foster care system. The couple agreed to adopt three sisters they'd been caring for since 2021, but they were initially deemed unsuitable parents due to their religious beliefs, specifically the belief that humans are created male and female. There it is. The county argued that it was in the best interest of the children to find a more affirming household. They even suggested splitting up the sisters, but it was only after the girl's psychiatrist recommended they stay together that the adoption was allowed to proceed. That's today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.